Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Today we'll see lots of sunshine with a high temperature into the upper 80s, right around 90, and winds staying for the south between 10 and 15. Could see gusts as high as 30 at times. And then later on tonight, we'll see a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms and a low into the mid-70s. And then on Tuesday, expecting mostly sunny skies with a high temperature warming up to 93. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle. Right now it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador will be in D.C. this week to celebrate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement on Trade going into full effect. Obrador will meet with President Trump and may also meet with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. As the agreement between the three North American countries enters into full force, Obrador making a trip to signal Mexico's commitment to the USMCA and that it's a reliable partner in the agreement. Mexico's Secretary of the Economy spoke recently during a webinar sponsored by the Atlantic Council, noting the implementation of the USMCA is even more important as the countries try to recover from COVID-19. The trade pact was negotiated before the coronavirus outbreak took off, but it could be a model for trade in the post-pandemic world. Officials in Mexico also believe that in the wake of COVID-19, most countries will be looking to bring their supply chain closer to home. Shares of Beyond Meat fell 7% last week after reports said McDonald's stopped testing burgers made with its patties in Canada. McDonald's in Canada said the test ended on April 6th, mentioning on a Twitter feed that it says no plans to bring it back on the menu at the current time. A Beyond Meat spokesperson told CNBC they can only comment generally and share that they're pleased with the test. The company's CEO, Ethan Brown, said early in May the test concluded with no negative reason at all. We feel very good, he said, about the relationship with McDonald's and feel good about what's going to be happening both there and potentially elsewhere. Back in September of last year, McDonald's joins a push for more meat alternatives in North America when it began testing the meat-free PLT burger in Ontario. McDonald's said there's been no change in its relationship with Beyond Meat, noting that they're evaluating and learning from their recent test to inform future menu items. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries a Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's harvest time across the state of Kansas, and while many wheat farmers are continuously trying to harvest their crop, some are struggling due to injury on the site or whether it's due to COVID-19 related issues.
What we do is we come in when there's an injury or an illness, can be a COVID related illness, can be a natural disaster, but our mission is to come in and do the harvesting right now for this family.
That was Tim Sullivan on KWCH News. As Farm Rescue is a nonprofit organization that helps the farmers and ranchers in 7 different states across the Midwest, when there's an issue on the farm, they help with the harvest. In other news, the flight certification testing for the Boeing 737 MAX is set to go underway today. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, KSN News reports that the project has been grounded since March of 2019 because of 2 deadly crashes. The company needs the clearance from the FAA before the plane can go into flight again, but test flights along with FAA test pilots are the first step. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/1/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Authorities say a man has been fatally shot in Kansas City. Police spokesman Officer Dustin Darenfelt said in an email that officers responded around 9:20 p.m. on Sunday evening to the scene. The Kansas City Star reports that a man in his 40s was declared dead at the scene. No suspect was publicly identified as of this morning. The investigation currently is still ongoing. A Kansas man has been sentenced to 4 years of probation in a Nebraska crash that killed four Iowa motorcyclists. The Kearney Hub reports that Jesser Cisneros Hernandez, 24 years old, of Liberal, Kansas, also was ordered Friday to serve 400 hours of community service. He pleaded no contest in February to reckless and willful vehicular homicide. Prosecutors dropped three more counts and two other charges in return for his pleas. Prosecutors say the vehicle hit two motorcyclists carrying two people each on July 1st of 2017 near Ogallala. And authorities have found the body of a missing swimmer in a Kansas lake. The Wichita Eagle reports that the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said the body was found around 1:20 a.m. on Sunday at Lake Afton. The name of the victim has not yet been released. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. State health figures show that the number of hospital beds available in Nebraska has dropped below 40% as the state continues to see more COVID-19 cases confirmed. The state's online coronavirus tracker shows that as of Thursday, 39% of hospital beds were available. The site also shows 43% of intensive care unit beds and 78% of ventilators in the state were available also. The state saw another 125 cases of the virus reported on Thursday to take the state's total to 18,346. There were also three new COVID-19 deaths, bringing the state's death toll to 260. Democrats in Nebraska struggling for relevance in their Republican-dominated state, and a series of high-profile embarrassments is only making it harder. Not helping matters is the party's long-shot nominee for Senate, who recently admitted to sending sexually offensive text messages to a campaign staffer. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday unanimously approved signing the federal fund exchange request for reimbursement for the landfill blacktop overlay with $110,000 funds available on a 90% match. A number of budget requests were heard. Road and Bridge Department shows an increase of $177,000. County Health Agency reflects an increase of approximately $40,000. County Appraiser turned in a budget request with an increase of nearly $40,000. Sheriff's Office request is an increase of $107,000. County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker discussed making the 2020 budget transfers into the Capital Improvement and Risk Management Funds. The auditor will meet with the board June 29th, and these transfers will be discussed at that time. Agency on Aging Director was asked when the Hellring Center would be reopened for social activities such as card playing. The state still recommending waiting until at least July 6th to reassess the situation. Since reopening the dining room, about half are choosing to dine in, and the remainder still taking meals to go. KAC, the Kansas Association of Counties, will visit department heads July 20th with a presentation on the Open Meetings and Open Records Act to discuss county records accessibility. The appraiser's office is experiencing a significant increase in the cost of providing copies of information. Commissioners approved a permanent drop box purchase for installation outside the courthouse. Washington County commissioners at their recent meeting approved purchase of a dozer for the landfill. An additional fee will be charged patrons with uncovered loads of the landfill after August 1st, $25 for the first offense, $50 for the second notice, increasing again after that. Nemaha County commissioners received an update from the committee assigned for the county to use Marvin Planning Consultants to prepare a comprehensive plan for the county. This group is also recommending each township and each city have a representative on the steering committee used in development of the comprehensive plan. A representative is to meet with commissioners Monday. A fatality and injury UTV accident was reported Friday evening in Pottawatomie County. The driver of the utility vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene, with a passenger suffering non-life-threatening injuries. The accident near Olsburg in the area of Oak Grove and Bigelow Roads was reported just after 8:30 p.m. and remains under investigation. Names of the individuals involved have not been released. Six EMS personnel have tested positive for the coronavirus in Raleigh County, bringing the total number of infections in that county to 207. Severe thunderstorm warnings were prompted late Friday night and again late Saturday night across much of northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Welcome rains were in some isolated areas, heavy rains topping 2 inches at times. As well, some wind and hail reports were noted. A 70-mile-per-hour gust near Clyde Friday night reportedly blew a law enforcement vehicle off the road. Tree limbs were downed by strong winds in the Clyde area as well. Marcia A. Hubbard, age 70, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Marcia Hubbard. Larry D. Call, age 75, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Larry Call. D.O. Parker, age 85, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Cenotaph and Riverside Cemetery. Please practice social distancing. Feel free to bring a lawn chair. Visitation Monday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for D.O. Parker. Delora S. Drinkern, age 101, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m., at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Delora Drinkern. Vernon E. Jeffries, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8, at the Padden Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Vernon Jeffries.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do, Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Spending time at home made you realize it's time to upgrade your furniture and appliances? Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store are both open and sanitizing the store daily. Order online or stop in, and all orders over $299 will be delivered to you free. Receive free delivery on all appliances, furniture, and bedding, and 12 months interest-free with over 1,000 furniture items and over 500 appliances in stock ready for delivery. Only at Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice, and online at ashleyfurniture.com or stansbrandsource.com.
Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area as temperatures stay into the upper 80s and the lower 90s, with winds staying for the south between 15 and 30. We'll then see a slight chance of scatter showers and thunderstorms developing later on tonight as a trough of low pressure makes its way across the region, as temperatures will fall off into the mid-70s there for later on tonight. On Tuesday, expecting plenty of sunshine to return to the area with a high temperature warming up into the mid-90s and wind staying for the southeast between 10 and 20. We'll then see a slight chance of scatter thunderstorms once again later on Tuesday night and lows around 71. For Wednesday, we'll see a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, otherwise expecting sunshine with a high around 90. We'll then see a slight chance of scatter thunderstorms early on Thursday morning, otherwise expecting sunshine with a high temperature warming up to 91 degrees. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
It wouldn't be an American summer without outdoor parties, fireworks, and the red, white, and blue. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville for non-sweat Tervis tumblers, patriotic gifts and decor, and accoutrements for your outdoor spaces and parties. You'll have your summer fun made in the shade with help from Reflections, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature, late June, 88. Recent record high, 101 in 2018. The average low 65 and the record low 53 in 2000. Sunset this evening 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Weekend rainfall total here at the studios in Marysville, 1.75 inches, with right at 1 inch of rain early Sunday morning and at 0.75 inches early Saturday morning.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Most of us know the importance of staying hydrated in summer, but sipping is much better than chugging. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured, but when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 29th, the 181st day of the year. Actor Gary Busey has a birthday, and Apple's first-generation iPhone went on sale on this day in 2007. If you're drinking the recommended amount of water needed to stay hydrated, does it matter how you get it? Sipping a little water at a time or chugging all at once? Well, it does matter. Your body needs time to efficiently distribute water to the organs and muscles. When you drink quickly, improper absorption causes our body to flush out the excess. But that flushing also carries away body salts, leading to fatigue and headaches. In extreme cases, it can result in water intoxication. So even when you find yourself dying of thirst this summer, do your body a favor. Sip, don't chug. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Kansas State University President Richard Myers says the school is considering its options after a student posted a tweet mocking the death of George Floyd. The tweet posted Thursday by sophomore Jaden McNeil drew the ire of several football players, including two who said they wouldn't play for K-State unless McNeil is removed from the university. McNeil is the founder of the conservative group America First Students and has been criticized for his past comments on Black Lives Matter. Myers said Friday that McNeil's divisive comments do not represent K-State's values.
The New England Patriots have reached an agreement with free agent quarterback Cam Newton, bringing in the 2015 NFL Most Valuable Player to help the team move on from three-time MVP Tom Brady. A source told the AP that the one-year deal is worth up to $7.5 million with incentives. The signing was first reported by ESPN. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
This summer's Indianapolis 500 will run with fans in the stands. Correspondent John Stolness has more.
When the green flag waves for the famed Indy 500, the stands will be filled to 50% capacity, which means there could be as many as 100,000 spectators in attendance. The race is normally held in May, but was postponed until August 23rd due to the coronavirus. The site of what's called the greatest spectacle in racing can hold about 250,000 fans when fully filled. Indianapolis Motor Speedway President Douglas Bowles said they are working with public health officials on a comprehensive health and safety plan that will keep everybody safe. I'm John Stolness.
Speaking of motorsports, round two at Pocono went to Denny Hamlin. Hamlin seized the spotlight specifically in victory lane when Pocono had to set up lights after the race ended in the dark. Hamlin topped Kevin Harvick on Sunday night to win the second cup race of the weekend at Pocono Raceway and flipped the result of the opener. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team won a doubleheader at Valley Falls Friday. Marysville won the game 17-7 and 12-1. A doubleheader Sunday afternoon with Donovan County was called on the account of rain.
Beautiful new exterior siding on your house is one of the best ways to increase its value. Hometown Lumber and Hardware is glad to offer LP Smart Siding. It comes in pre-finished colors or primed and ready to paint. LP Smart Siding features longer-lasting curb appeal, installs easily, and provides superior protection against hail, wind, moisture, and termites. Get the warmth of traditional wood with the durability of engineered wood. It's available in cedar grain texture or smooth finish at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Place it in a sunny window and water occasionally. That's all you need to make a crown of thorns succulent thrive. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Its common name was inspired by the ring of red, yellow, or pink flowers that top the spine-covered upright stems. Grow crown of thorns in small containers filled with a cacti and succulent potting mix to encourage flowering and more compact growth. Move to a slightly larger container when the plants become pot-bound. Water plants thoroughly when the top inch of soil is dry. Pour off any excess water that collects in the saucer to prevent root rot. Allow the soil to go a bit drier in winter if the plants are not actively growing, flowering, or producing leaves. Keep crown of thorns out of the reach of pets and children. The milky sap can cause skin and eye irritation, and if eaten, can irritate the mouth and digestive system. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Geologists tell us this place began as a volcano, but you certainly wouldn't know it by climbing its rock spires today. We head to one of the oldest national monuments in the country on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Carl Brenner shares the story from Pinnacles National Monument, a place with some of the most unique geology in the nation.
What we're seeing around us rising up out of the chaparral-covered Gavilan Mountains are rock spires and cliffs that are the remnants of an ancient volcano. It grew right across the San Andreas.
Today, erosion and the movement of the land along the fault has reduced the ancient volcano to spires of rock that reach heights of over 3,000 feet. It is still an area of seismic activity today.
As long as we have lots of little earthquakes, we won't have the big ones. It's interesting, you'll hear more of the earthquake than feel them out here. It sounds like a jet breaking the sound barrier. The windows may rattle a little bit, you might feel a little bit of vibration. The best way to know that we've had an earthquake is through the seismograph.
Even back in the 19th century, people in the area realized the beauty of this place.
All the way back in the late 1880s, there was a gentleman by the name of Schuyler Hayne, which realized the significance of this area and began to bring groups out here and share this phenomenon of what was called the Old Pinnacles.
In 1908, it was designated the 13th National Monument in the U.S. and draws thousands of visitors each year.
The vast majority of people that visit the park are here to enjoy hiking up in through the rock formations or through the Talus Caves. In the Midwest, you think of caves that are limestone tubes with rivers running through them. Here, we also have streams and things carving out the caverns and caves. However, it is through rock fall from erosion processes into narrow canyons creating these caves.
Another draw is the California condor, a bird that is making a comeback from near extinction and can be found here in the park. Traveling the countryside near Hollister, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
The direct purchase of local and sustainable farm products is exploding. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. A crowd farming company is offering tools to help as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Restaurants and other businesses were a key source of revenue for many small farmers until COVID-19 hit. Demand for the direct purchase of local and sustainable farm products is exploding, but most local farms are not equipped with the tools they need to efficiently and effectively sell to consumers. Dan Miller is the CEO of Steward, a crowd farming company that provides individual investment opportunities in sustainable agriculture. He says the goal is to help small to medium-sized operations with already established markets and products accelerate their growth and raise much-needed capital.
So users can come to the website and they can invest either directly in individual farms or they can invest in the Steward Farm Trust, which is a single investment that's diversified across all the farms. So the goal of Steward is really to bring capital to the network of regenerative farms out there that often struggle with access to capital. So they're effectively lending capital to the farms and they receive their return from interest payments.
Miller says they soon realized that there was also a need for tools and services to help support the small farm business. The producers are trying to manage the business end while farming. He says the company is now offering e-commerce software to help with these tasks.
And with this tool, we can help them get their books organized, provide a bookkeeper to them that can keep them organized as they go. And it really works in sync. They have a tool to raise capital that they need, often working capital to grow the business. They have an e-commerce tool to generate more sales and higher margin direct sales to customers, and then an accounting suite to manage all the different elements.
Learn more about Steward and how to get involved in crowd farming at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In my head. lot of people live a life filled with if-onlys. They would be happy if only they had something more. And if I'm being honest, I can be that person too. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. I am slightly embarrassed to admit the number of times I utter, if only. If you were a fly on the wall at our house, you'd hear me lament to my husband, if only we had a bigger house. Maybe for you, the if only is a promotion at work, or a bigger paycheck, or a new car. Maybe it's something simple like a new pair of shoes. Wanting more isn't necessarily bad. You might actually have a need for more. But always wanting more than you need can distract you from God's purpose for your life. So don't live an if-only life. Live a life where you know you're enough. Live a life of meaning that goes beyond material things. You'll find your life is filled with contentment, confidence, and generosity.
If Kansas is representative, farm income in 2020 is going to be pathetic. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
The Growing Matters Coalition shares important stewardship best practices to help farmers and applicators be sure they are doing their part to protect insect pollinators and their habitat. Nick Tinsley is a seed growth field agronomist for Bayer.
Everyone can pitch in to help protect pollinators. Cooperation and communication among farmers, landowners, applicators, beekeepers, even crop advisors and local officials helps to protect pollinators, their hives, and their habitat. Before applying any crop protection product, it's important to be aware of any honeybees near the field and communicate that information with neighboring beekeepers prior to treatment. It's important to establish appropriate buffers, and these are no-spray zones that occur between treated areas and insect pollinator habitat. Buffers may be required for some pesticides, and if they are, that information is going to be found on the product's label.
There's more information at growingmatters.org.
If you look at income projections for Kansas farmers and extrapolate those across the country, this is not going to be a good year. Kansas State University ag economist Greg Ibendahl is using data from the Kansas Farm Management Association.
We had average net farm income last year of $110,000 per farm, which is really the fourth straight year of seeing an income increase. But really, a lot of that income last year came from these extra special market facilitation program payments. Take those away, we're probably looking at a baseline starting around $50,000 or so.
Commodity prices were low even before the pandemic beat up the markets, says Ibendahl.
For all farm types across Kansas, we expect net farm income to fall to about $14,000, which would be a drop between 87 and 70%, depending on whether you're looking at the MFP payment in there or not. Livestock producers are going to fare much worse. We're looking at their net farm income falling from about $36,000 to a negative $15,000, which would be a decline of 142%.
On the bright side, farmers who waited to buy fuel and fertilizer likely saw lower expenses for those. And says Ibendahl, the projections don't include any government payments for this year. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Monday. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 summer harvest update. Harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Latest update, we'll check in Dickinson County, where Ken Wood, farming near Chapman, as he's reporting, he started harvest on the 24th of June. Yields have been highly variable because of the freeze damage and a large rain event over Memorial Day weekend that drowned some of the wheat. He said overall yields are a little better than expected, though. Back on Easter, the freeze had varying effects on his field. Some were not hurt at all. Some others lost 20 to 30 bushels per acre. Test weights have ranged from the low 50s on some freeze-damaged wheat and places near water stood to 61 on some of the better fields. He has 5 to 10% more acres than last year and reports that his average yield will be slightly better when you factor in the fields that yielded zero last year due to flooding. Now we'll check in with Lane, Scott, and Finney counties.
Ron Stupas, who farms in Lane, Scott, and Finney County,
Companies says he is pleasantly surprised with average yields of 45 to 50 bushels per acre, especially since most of his wheat didn't come up until February or March. The Kansas Wheat Alliance variety KS Venata is performing well. Supas and his son grow all hard white wheat, and their proteins are ranging from 12 to 14%. Test weights are ranging from 57 to 60 pounds per bushel. Even though yields are slightly better than predicted, they are still only half of last year's yields. His son Shane agrees. He says this is only their second year with KS Venata, but it yielded 60 to 65 bushels per acre. He said KWA's Joe is also a solid variety with a little better test weight. Shane said last year was one of our best harvests in terms of yield, and this year will be one of our worst, but at least the grain quality is good.
Harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Four Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The USDA will release the quarterly hog and pig report this afternoon. Due to the coronavirus-related disruption to the packing industry, all eyes will be on the report.
I think this is going to be the craziest hogs and pigs report we've ever seen.
That's Steve Meyer, economist with Kearns and Associates. He says there could be extreme swings in the various weight breakdown. The other number to watch closely is farrowing intentions.
We think that the sow herd will probably be down from a year ago, but not dramatically so. The level of sow slaughter has not been high enough to get a large reduction in the sow herd yet. And we also know that a lot of the slaughter that has occurred is basically a health-driven depop-repop situation where those sows won't go out of production. They're just going to be replaced by new, better genetics, which means that productivity will go up. So we'll be watching the pigs saved per litter, which certainly is going to be a much smaller number, probably a revision to first quarter numbers on that as well, and then what happens to the weight categories, and it will be unprecedented, the kind of spread we see in those weight category.
And those numbers will come out at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue and FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn issued a statement regarding food export restrictions pertaining to COVID-19. They said the U.S. understands the concerns of consumers here domestically and around the world who want to know that producers, processors, and regulators are taking every necessary precaution to prioritize food safety, especially during these challenging times. However, they say efforts by some countries to restrict global food exports related to COVID-19 transmissions are not consistent with the known science of the transmissions. They say no evidence that people can contract COVID-19 from food or from food packaging, they say. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to talk about what else? COVID-19 and its impact on agricultural exports. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. And Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. All you need to do is pick up the phone, call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or check out flora.com. That's FLURA.com. The middle of last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration talked about food export restrictions pertaining to COVID-19. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue and FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn issued the following statement regarding food export restrictions pertaining to COVID-19, because that question is being raised on agricultural exports from the United States. So this is the statement from USDA and FDA. The United States understands the concerns of consumers here domestically and around the world who want to know that producers, processors, and regulators are taking every necessary precaution to prioritize food safety, especially during these challenging times. However, efforts by some countries to restrict global food exports related to COVID-19 transmission are not consistent with the known science of transmission. The statement goes on to say there is no evidence that people can contract COVID-19 from food or from food packaging. The U.S. food safety system, overseen by our two agencies, is the global leader in ensuring the safety of our food products, especially products for export. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in cooperation with the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, known as OSHA, has issued guidance for manufacturing facilities, including food facilities, specific to controlling the spread of COVID-19 and the workers in that community. But the COVID-19 guidelines from the CDC and OSHA are separate and distinct from the food safety requirements that all U.S. food facilities must follow to ensure food safety. But obviously, the COVID-19 situation, which is not only a U.S., but it's around the world, has heightened the concern that buyers of U.S. farm products might have, as well as U.S. companies that import from other countries on the planet. And so that's why the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture took this step to offer the joint statement to reassure our buyers of agricultural products and food, and to reassure our companies who import some of the food products from other countries. A good move by the USDA and the FDA. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
A salute in June, National Dairy Month, to our hardworking dairy producers.
Oldie Dairy of Lynn has been family-owned since 1955, producing nearly 14,000 gallons of wholesome milk a day and quality cows for three generations. Their mission is to create a safe and prosperous environment for their employees and the 1,400 cattle they care for. Oldie Dairy is committed to preserving natural resources and helping the community they love. For more information, give Oldie Dairy and Lynn a call at 348-5697.
A salute in June, National Dairy Month, to our hardworking dairy producers.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Demand for the direct purchase of local and sustainable farm products is exploding. A crowd farming company is offering tools to help on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Restaurants and other businesses were a key source of revenue for many small farmers until COVID-19 hit. Demand for the direct purchase of local and sustainable farm products is exploding, but most local farms are not equipped with the tools they need to efficiently and effectively sell to consumers. Dan Miller is the CEO of Steward, a crowd farming company that provides individual investment opportunities in sustainable agriculture. He says the goal is to help small to medium-sized operations with already established markets and products accelerate their growth and raise much-needed capital.
So users can come to the website and they can invest either directly in individual farms or they can invest in the Steward Farm Trust, which is a single investment that's diversified across all the farms. So the goal of Steward is really to bring capital to the network of regenerative farms out there that often struggle with access to capital. So they're effectively lending capital to the farms, and they receive their return from interest payments.
Miller says they soon realized that there was also a need for tools and services to help support the small farm business. The company is now offering e-commerce software to help with these tasks.
And with this tool, we can help them get their books organized, provide a bookkeeper to them that can keep them organized as they go. And it really works in sync. They have a tool to raise capital that they need, often working capital to grow the business. They have an e-commerce tool to generate more sales and higher margin direct sales to customers. And then an accounting suite to manage all the different elements.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Steward and how to get involved in crowd farming at agriculture.com.
Hello and good Monday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, now passing through midday, we are seeing quite the turn for the positive as we are now seeing mostly higher numbers. Still a consistently higher day through the grains. Oil seeds also turning more positive. Same with the livestock. It's been volatilely back and forth, but here through the lunch hour, live cattle, feeder cattle back into the green as June live cattle up 30 cents to $95 even. August back up 40 at $96.42. Feeder cattle also back into the green, but mixed in the back months. August up 35 cents to $132.95. September's up 2 at $133.80. But again, a bit of red in the back months. Same story for the lean hogs. Higher in the front months, but July up 25 cents to $45.52. August up 82 to $48.95. Then again, a bit of red in the later fall months. Through the grains, mostly higher again consistently today. In fact, double-digit gains for the wheat complex through Chicago. Kansas City wheat for July is up 6 3/4 to 428. September up 8 1/2 to 436 1/4. Still higher through the corn complex. July is up 7 to 324 a bushel. September's up 8 1/2 to 327 3/4. And again, rebounding well for the soybeans. July is up 3 1/2 to 868 1/2. August up 4 1/2 to 864 1/2. Soybean meal still down 90 to 281.20, but the oil up 50 points now to 2770. Cotton complex still a bit lower for July, down 85 points to 59.70, but looking further into the complex, a bit of green later on. Energy markets still higher. In fact, crude oil now up $1.08 at $39.56 a barrel. September at $39.68. That is up $1.03. Unleaded gas is up 3 cents to $1.18 a gallon. Heating oil's up 3 as well to $1.17. And natural gas now up 17 to $1.71. Gold still trading slightly higher. Silver is down a nickel at $17.98 an ounce. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications. And
we've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.